because it's not that he is better than anybody else, but you know, God has put people in your life to help you grow and to help you to mature. And this is one of these individuals. I'm not lifting up the man. I'm lifting up the God that I see in this man, the nature and the character of God that flows through his life. I want you to put your hands together for our brother in the Lord, Reverend Fletcher Reynolds, one of the pastors of this church. Hallelujah.
Come on and give God the praise. Come on and give him some praise. If it wasn't for him, where would we be? Praise his holy name. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. If your soul not anchored in Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this away. And if your soul not anchored in Jesus, be seated. Open your Bible to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to be dealing with verse 6. Let's read. Chapter 4, verse 1. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entereth into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Praise God. Come on, touch your neighbor. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor. There is a remedy for stress. Many people are stressed out. Too much of this thing called stress, especially when you don't apply no rest to it, if you don't get no relief, or if you don't get no renewal, then it will cause injury to your physical being, to your mental being, or to your spiritual man. So we need rest, and we need God's rest. Because let me tell you about stress. Stress, as far as I'm concerned, is a disease or a sickness. But spiritually, it is a spirit of the enemy that come to wipe you out. See, when you think you're tired for one reason, and I'm speaking of the body now, when you think you're tired for one reason, it's another reason. When you think you're tired spiritually, the spiritual man, for one reason, it's another reason. When you think your body is tired and your mind and your heart and your soul is tired for one reason, there is yet another reason. To a great extent, as I come through this world, all of us, I'm not saying God just don't show me, but to all of us, to a great extent, the Christian or the believer seems to be caught up in the same old rat race as everybody else. And they are being worn out by this thing called stress, just like everybody else. As a result of this, we have let our what? Guard down, or let our values of life being distorted away from the things of God. So therefore, it affects us dearly in our walk with God. It blinds you. It distorts you. It distorts you so much that we can't see clearly the life in God's perspective. We can only see what we feel, only see what we can hear, only see what's played up on our emotions and our feelings. But the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by feelings. Because, see, faith is above feelings, and feelings don't have any communion with faith, because it's not of the same order. It don't have the same power. It can't heal. It can't deliver. It can't set you free. The Bible says, have faith in who? The one who created us and came to save us from the works of our own hand. We have lost our values are being distorted. We can't see clearly from God's perspective about this life that we're living. We lost some of our distinctiveness. That means we lost some of the fervency of God in our lives. We lost the truth. We strayed away from it. Why? And when we do these things, then sooner or later we'll begin to take on a different image and we'll begin to look like those that have not committed themselves unto God. But the Bible says we are clearly formed and we are conformed to the image of his dear son. And the scripture says in John 3:36, I believe it said, he that believeth in the son has everlasting life. He that believeth not the son shall not see life. But what are you going to see? For the wrath of God shall abide upon them forever. People think God's wrath is not real today. They think God is not going to do like the children of... Let me just go on and read this. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, talking about Israel, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Paul is reminding them, you done heard this word. You done, this word been preached at you. You didn't believe it. God raised up another nation. And this nation, this same gospel been preached at this nation, and they believe. Now you are jealous because God is blessing them, and you are jealous because God is not doing what you think God spoke in the past. The reason he's not doing it is because you didn't believe. The reason some of us can't get blessed is because we don't believe. You say, well, I believe God. Well, so do the Son of Man. He believed that there's a higher power. But the blessings don't fall upon him. God didn't come and set the table for him, but for one reason, that he repent and be saved. But he came unto his people, and he brought all of his attributes, his character, and his nature. God prepared this and said it was done before the foundation of this world. Everything was prepared for us to receive it. And then God, the Bible said, God himself stepped back from his creation, and God himself got rest. So if rest is applicable to God, so is it applicable to man. God stepped back, glory to God, not because he was tired, but he stepped back and looked at what he had created for mankind to live in and to abide in and to walk in righteousness and to walk in love and to walk in peace and to walk in joy and to walk with strength and to walk with might and to walk with power. He came, he looked at that, glory to God, hallelujah. But when man stepped back and looked at his rest, glory to God, the first thing he said, look what I have done. I did this and I did that. Little do he know the breath that he's using to speak came from God, glory to God. The feet that he's standing on come from God. The hands that he's using come from God. Those eyes that he's seeing through come from God. Those ears that he's hearing come from God. And God made it for one purpose only, and that purpose is to hear him. That purpose is to seek him. That purpose is to know him in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We lost some of that distinctness. And as a result, we violate the very laws of God. What laws? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Comfort ye one another. Pray ye for one another. Some people got it mixed up. You see, we begin to look like the world. We begin to gossip about one another. We say we love, but we really don't love it. You know, but God looks on the heart. He don't look on the outward appearance. What's on the inside will come forth from the man. You ain't got to worry about that. It's going to manifest. And it shall be seen among men. And guess what? If they're of the same character and nature, they're going to marvel at the works that come forth out of your character. So if it's evil, then that means that evil men are going to admire you. But if it's good works, That means that the men of God and the women of God that God has raised up will admire you. Not you personally, but the works that's in you. We violate the basic laws that God has set down for our bodies. We violate them. We violate studying to show yourself approved. We violate those laws. We don't hold fast to them like we're supposed to, because we're too busy looking like the other crowd. We have got the wrong image in vision. We're holding on to the wrong values. We think, let me go back up and read this again in verse 2. It says, it didn't profit them not being mixed with faith. That means they didn't have any faith. You can't mix faith with jealousy. They don't abide in the same body. Glory to God. You can't mix it, glory to God. You can't mix God into the world. You can't mix God in the things of the world. The Bible says have faith in God. So if you try to mix in anything else, then you begin to look like them. You begin to do the things that they do. You begin to live like them. You begin to walk like them. You begin to act like them. And we are doing all of this in the name of God, the one who came to save us from our need to earn salvation. God sent his son with salvation. He sent his son with a rest, glory to God. And he sent it so God can retrieve us and renew us and refresh us again and bring us back home to the Father. Because that's all God wants is a family. But he's going to have a holy family, what he called a holy nation. He's going to have a high priest, a nation of priests and kings and queens that will not break ranks in this earth, but that will lift up his name and glorify him in this earth so that he can be glorified. Hallelujah. God got to be glorified through us. We got to be careful, because if you don't hold fast to the word of God, you're going to miss his rest. Not only is he talking about a final rest or permanent rest, but God is talking about our daily bread, our daily lives. We need rest. God stepped back from his. Man need rest for what? His body. He need rest mentally. And you might say, well, I'm not crazy. Boy, you got a mentality. You need some rest. I don't know about you, but I need some rest sometime. Because sometime I fringe up on that mentality thing and I be on the edge of explosion. And when you explode, you ever seen anything explode? It just don't go in one direction. It go in all directions. All out of control. Hurting everything that's around it, to come in contact with it. That's what happened when we let stress and we don't abide in the word of God. We don't heed to the word of God. And when we get in trouble, glory to God, that mentality thing will explode, and it'll explode, and it'll affect everybody around you. Your family. This is our family. Your natural family. The ones that live with you, sleep with you, eat with you, glory to God, is your family. They might be far and wide, but they're still your family. They might be high and they might be low, but they're still your family. They might be evil as all get out, but they are still your family. And God has given us a rest, glory to God, a covenant, glory to God. And we're supposed to cover one another and cover our families and hold up God and display his name in all this earth. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, for we which have believed, in other words, have faith, do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. What is rest? God's rest is entered in when the believer is confidently assured within That means that I got it right on the inside. It's not right there all the time because I put up a fight a lot of times. A lot of times I want my ways. A lot of times I want to do my thing. And I know I'm doing wrong. And it brings me back to the scripture, that seventh chapter of Romans. But Paul said, I go to do good, but evil is always around. He said, I find out that this thing is not going to leave me, so I got to make preparation to overcome it. We got to make preparation, and the preparation is the B-I-B-L-E, the holy word of God, the true word of God, in order for it to become a reality in our life. Not only that we got to read it and hear it and study it, but we got to in turn live it, glory to God. We got to apply it to our life so that the word will wash you clean. See, the word got to wash you every day. The word got to renew your mind every day. The word got to refresh you every day. The word got to give you strength every day. That's why God said, who is man that I'm mindful of him, glory to God? Man can't go on his own strength. Man can't go on his own knowledge. Man can't go his own way to and fro in this earth, for he shall surely die. But God said, if you hold fast to my unchanging hand and turn not to the left but to the right, but look straight up on me, said God. In other words, look God in the face. Look him in the face. This is his faith, his word. Look God in the face, glory to God, and hold fast to this word and stand on this word. And when you stand on this word, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory to God. We got to wake up. We're burning ourselves out quickly, just like the everyone else. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be burned out that way. There's no reward in that. I want to be burnt out another way by the word of God. See, God ain't going to burn my soul, but I want him to burn the chaff up in my life. Because it's still packed up in there. It's still packed, pressed down, shaking together. And in any moment, it'll run over. That's what I want God to burn up in my life. Glory to God. I want God to come to my rescue. And I'm not talking about when I'm sick all the time. Yeah, he'll come to your rescue. But he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all them things will be added unto you. I ain't worried about getting healing, glory to God. I'm worried about getting right, glory to God. I'm worried about staying right, glory to God. I'm worried about the chaff being burned up today. I always ask God, God, what will you do to me today? Whatever you would do, do it, God. Hallelujah. But let me know, God, so I can glorify your name. Let me know so I can gain this strength. Let me know, God, so I can walk upright before you. Let me know, God, glory to God, that I got a brand new beginning right now today. Glory to God. Let me know, God, so that I can display your name, so that I can magnify your name, so that I can lift you up, glory to God, so men can see your good works in me. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. People so afraid. And you know another thing why we try to keep up? And this is what we got to watch. The world is changing so rapidly. I'm always, for one, talking about, man, the time is passing so fast. I mean, yesterday seemed like it was Thanksgiving to me. And then I had a few days off and had the Thanksgiving, and I was so mixed up. I was telling Brother Tim, I said, I'm just going to go and sit down. I got up Thursday, I thought it was Friday. Friday, I thought it was Sunday. And I didn't know what Saturday was. But sometimes God wants us to get away from all those things. Look, God, he rested himself. Not that he was tired, but so that he can look at the creation. So that he can say, it is good. For who? You and I. He did all of this for you and for I, so that we can enter into his rest. Verse 6, it says, seeing therefore it remaineth. It haven't left. People think they can't get no relief from God. God ain't gone nowhere. His joy haven't gone anywhere. Have you lost it? His joy haven't gone anywhere. That same, in other words, God is saying that, Paul is saying here, that same gospel that was preached, it remains. But we've lost some of the distinctness of that gospel. We want to abuse this gospel and not use it. We want to violate this gospel. Let me tell you something. When you violate this gospel, you are violating the laws of God. And when you violate the laws of God, he said over there in John 3 and 36 that the wrath of God will fall upon you. Hallelujah. He said, God ain't that kind of God. He ain't killing no folks. His wrath is wrapped up in his word. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. And he don't have to come down in heaven and send a thunderbolt on you anymore. Because man condemned himself by his sowing and his reaping. He don't understand from a single seed comes a big tree. And let me tell you something, that tree don't grow up into a big tree of maturity in one night or one day or one season. It grows every day. It grows every season. It gets taller and taller. It gets limbs and it gets leaves. And the leaves fall off during the fall. And the limbs fall off. But new limbs come on, not the same limb that fell off. So if you sowing that bad seed, guess what? It ain't going to break into maturity all at once. It's going to be so great upon some. That's the wrath of God. It's going to be so great upon some that people are going to go screaming. We ain't seen nothing yet, but man keep on going his way and serving his thing and serving his nature and his character and using the word of God to hide behind. You're going to see havoc like never before, glory to God. You think people going crazy now? You wait till later on, glory to God, because all that man has sowed, he shall reap in this lifetime. So we got to be careful. Glory to God. We don't, because in there is no rest. We want to enter into the rest of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Enter into his rest. We got to have confidently, to be confidently assured within and outwardly lives peaceably in the assurance of God's daily provision. God done made provision for us. He made provision apart from the world. Let me say that again. He made provision for you and I apart from the world. Ours is in the heavenly places, not in the world. We're just going through here. And all that the world has stored up, God is loosing it into his children's hand. That is that we're walking uprightly before him. So you ain't going to get nothing. You ain't going to get something for nothing. God ain't, you know, he done gave us something for nothing. His salvation. He done gave us his life. That was free. And I'm glad he came to save us from that need of trying to earn it. Because if some people would try to earn it by faith, try to earn it their own way. You know, just think, if God had just came and said, man, you got to earn this salvation. Let me tell you something. There'll be so many graveyards in this earth, it won't be able to hold the dead bodies. But Jesus came and he paid the price so that we can have his life and what? Live again. So that we can enter into his rest. So that we can have peace. Let me go and tell you about this seeing therefore it's remaining that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of their unbelief. They couldn't enter into God's rest. But it goes on to verse 7. I like verse 7. It says, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today. Not tomorrow, but today. What you and I have today or right now is much greater than yesterday. And it has the greatest value right now. Why? Because we have the greatest opportunity right now to serve God and walk uprightly before him, cast all our cares up on him so that God can lead us and guide us, so that God can cleanse us, so that God can keep us from sin, so that God can strengthen us, so that God can heal us. Glory to God. We have the greatest opportunity right now. That's why Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take thought of itself. Glory to God. You can't use yesterday, glory to God, but the day is at hand. The night is far spent, but the day is at hand. Yesterday you glorified God, but today is another day to glorify God, and it's a better opportunity today to glorify God than it was yesterday, glory to God. Yesterday you by faith you believed God, but today is a greater opportunity for you to believe God, because there's something in your life that we need to turn over to God and let God have his way. But let me tell you something about this day. It's limited, glory to God. It's governed by time, and it soon runs out. It only has 24 hours, so you don't have long, glory to God. So don't waste your time, but keep your mind stayed up on God. Seek his face and you'll find him. Knock and he'll open up to you. Asking God will give it unto you. And God will live in you and abide in you and glorify his name in you. Hallelujah. If you don't get some rest, you don't get rid of stress, forget it. You got to lay this body down. God set it in order for our own bodies. You got to lay this body down. Then there are people stressed out spiritually. Those are the ones that think that they're doing everything they're doing in the name of God. Then there's that mentality thing. God said, harden not your hearts, but enter into my rest. Today is limited. You only have a short time, but people is wasting the time. Why? Because they're looking like the other. Glory to God, people. They are wasting the time because they begin to identify themselves with the other people. They are wasting God's time and his precious laws and the values. Why? Because they are trying to be identical twins to the world. But God came and delivered us. See, because those two twins, they was just like them, what them twins they call, they have to cut them apart because they're separated by the head or arm or belly or whatever. God came and sent his son and he separated them twins. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I said he separated them. He sent his son to be the between. Glory to God. He sent his son to, and when God did the operation, glory to God, it was perfect, glory to God. For he entered into that darkness, glory to God, that man had in him. He entered in as a light, and the light couldn't comprehend. I mean, the darkness couldn't comprehend that light. And God got in, and he cleansed, and he saved man, and he revived him, and he renewed him. And he restored him. And when God restored him, his promises came along. And when God restored you, God means that God gave us the power and the authority to live daily according to his promise and according to his ways. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. What you have today is greater than yesterday. What you have today won't get you into tomorrow. It's the power of God. Or we can think with our minds, we can bark up on tomorrow, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow and all this. But it's not promised to us. Because God can take our breath right now. So we have the greatest opportunity right now. Because I don't want God to take my breath. And I be in that mentality thing exploding all over the place. And when the smoke clear, man, ain't gonna be nobody there but me, and then God gonna let you know you ain't nobody there but you. Rest of them gone home. I ain't planning on that. People will not make a special effort, I'm talking natural now, to get rid of stress, which comes up on the body, cause your muscle to contract and hurt and pain, and you think it's this muscle up here and it's a muscle in your back. They will not take the effort to get some rest and some relief. Why? Because greed has set into their mind. And whatever they're doing, they're going to keep on doing it. It ain't got to be all about money. It covers those three: lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Christian will not take an extra effort to get rid of this thing called stress that's trying to distort your values and cause you to miss out on the blessing of God. But you got to take that extra effort, glory to God, with all your might, with all your heart, and with all your soul. That's what the Bible says. You got to do those things, glory to God. And when you do those things, God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Everybody come down in the altar. We're going to pray. Great opportunities right now. What do you want God to do for you right now? Remember when you plant the seed, it doesn't reach maturity instantly. I like to sow good seed since it don't do it instantly. Some good seed more than the bad seed. So when it's growing day to day and season to season, I'm going to have more good stuff than the bad stuff. And the more good stuff you have, the more you're going to turn your face from the bad stuff. In other words, the more you're going to hold on to the word of God and the strength of God to get us through, because we need his strength to get us through. I can't get through this thing without God. Praise God. Father, he can't make it without you. God, I ask that you guide him and you direct him and you keep him. God, in your ways, God, for your ways are the right ways, in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Elizabeth, God. Touch her body, God. Crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Jesus' name. God, touch Kurt, Lord God. Father, let the hand of God rest upon him, God. Hallelujah, God. Burn the chaff, God. Ah, oh, God, burn it up. In Jesus' name. God, bless my brother, God. God, touch his heart. God, the spiritual heart, physical heart, God. Touch it, God. Promise. Head to the soles of his feet, God. God, that he may know you, God, in the power of your might. Thank you for it, Jesus. God, touch her, God. God, if she raised her hand up to you, God. God, she recognized that you are her provision. God, you have shown her that throughout her life, God. God, even when she didn't know you, you were her provision. You were her provider, God, and you provided the need for this day, God. And I thank you for it, Jesus. God, I pray that you touch him, God.